What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And a little bit of a flashback story from Station Gossip. This is from earlier in the year, where Facebook was caught working with far-left Media Matters to eliminate conservative and pro-Trump content on the platform. And that is really a tremendous amount of power for a private company to be wielding over the American people. Over at the European Union, they're going after video platforms like BitChute that are refusing to censor content critical of LGBTQ and Black Lives Matter propaganda. And, yeah, they're trying to basically co-opt it all. All righty. Let's see. Getting on back to software here, Microsoft is saying an Israeli company is behind the malware that affected Windows PCs, and Microsoft calls the organization that sold the software Sour Gum, although the University of Toronto's Citizen Lab has said the company is actually Candiru. Kristen Goodwin, general manager of Microsoft's digital security unit, wrote in a blog post, "I think Israel probably has the highest per capita population of computer criminals in the entire world." Now, this next story is pretty hip. It's pretty up there, and I think it's an amazing achievement. Researchers over at the University of California, San Francisco, built a device that could read the brain waves of a paralyzed man who was unable to speak and turned what he intended to say into sentences. And the sentences appeared on a computer screen, but it won't take very much hard work to put it on a vocal synthesizer. And so that is absolutely amazing. Now, the downside is, are they going to adapt this device to basically read your mind and display things you'd rather remain private? Always an area of concern. All right, we're going to go to the phone. Sheldon in Washington State, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about those F-22s.
Yeah.
You remember in the Second War, and probably the first, maybe not specifically, but IBM and Standard Oil kept prolonging the war because they were burning the candle at both ends, you know, both sides against the middle. And
absolutely. I mean, IBM, you know, developed the calculating machines for the Nazis' slave labor camps.
Right, and in the 60s, I had a couple boxes of those punch cards, those rectangular little squares that they punched out in the cards. I used them for scratch paper. But
I remember those cards. I remember the 029, you know, key punch machine.
Yep. The motto for Washington in war is continuation. You know, 19 years, a decade plus, whatever they can ring out, there's a really big surprise on the horizon. This China and Russia's model isn't continuation, it's annihilation. And that's all I got.
Well, I certainly hope they're not intending on annihilation, but the fact of the matter is the United States government does seem to be going out of its way to annoy both China and Russia, and we simply cannot take them both on at this time. And if it goes nuclear, then it's a bad day for everybody. All right, phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And tomorrow, symbolically on the anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing on the moon, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is going to launch to the edge of space with his brother Mark. They're planning to reach an altitude of 66 miles above the surface of the Earth, 13 miles higher than Richard Branson did. So take that, Richard. And they're also taking the world's oldest astronaut into space, as well as the youngest. An 18-year-old got to take the ride. And I hope it goes really well, because I'm a big, you know, booster of space and science technology. And if there were a disaster, it would definitely be a major setback for the space tourism industry. Up on Mars, China's rover is driving across the surface. It's traveled 450 meters, and on the way, it found its own parachute from the lander. And so Zhurong landed on Mars back on May 14th, and the rover has traveled a little more than a quarter of a mile on an exploration and inspection mission, and they just came across the parachute. So that's kind of a fun little thing here. Now, this story came out a little while ago. It's from CNBC, and it says NASA is actively searching for intelligent life in the universe. I don't know, maybe because there's so little of it down here. They're also looking for habitable planets with habitable defined by what we have here on Earth. And they're saying intelligent life may exist elsewhere in the universe besides Earth. Well, that's a given. The universe is a really, really big place. I mean, there has to be other life out there, and there has to be other civilization. I mean, it's just, you know, absolutely ridiculous. All right. We're going to take some more phone calls here, and we're going to go to Joe in Nome. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, the seaside condo collapse.
Yes.
There's a bunch of loose ends with that. Of course, McAfee's dead man switch, supposedly, in that building. The Navy was conducting shock tests on those
I don't think the McAfee dead man switch theory is viable. It would have just been easier to go in there, break into the condo and steal the hard drives. But definitely that shock test to the Gerald R. Ford, it did cause the coastline of Florida to shake, and that may have just contributed to the cracking at the foundation of the condo building.
That's the point I was basically getting at. By the way, you mentioned Batista the other day on Friday. It was Salvador Allende that was assassinated in Chile.
About Batista relative to Cuba.
Was he assassinated?
No, he fled Cuba when Fidel Castro's revolution succeeded.
I swear I heard Tom Troll down there in Florida talking about riding around with Batista in Florida. Or maybe he was actually truly a Cuban boat lift crybaby after all. I didn't think he was that old, but I don't remember exactly how old I was at that point. But I remember that, obviously. Getting to that business about the intercom conspiracy. In the game of secrets between the East and the West, what both sides fear the most, is the small boy who could see the emperor wore no clothes.
Yes,
they came out this spring with an article about using. Well, they didn't just come out with it, but it was printed, this spring in the Anchorage Daily News about using Alaska natives for guinea pigs with radioactive iodine experiments. The one article I was reading described the military's attempt to make super soldiers, you know, that could fight effectively in the Arctic, but my dad had a doomsday plan of exploding 23 nukes in the Arctic Ocean to break up the ice and expose enough soot and so on, fallout, they were primitive bombs back then, you know.
Yes.
to create a new ice age, which is do exactly what is being done to Russia right now.
I don't know about that.
Well, he found out a more effective way of doing it with HAARP.
HAARP is one of those things that all kinds of theories are being spread around it to try and obscure its real purpose. And as near as I can determine, what HAARP was originally set up to do was to evaluate the possibility of over-the-horizon imaging radar by bouncing it off the ionosphere, but as I understand it, they never got it to work.
Well, not according to Nick Begich Jr. Harry Wexler was the father of weather satellites, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he was a colleague of my father's, and my father was taking all of this science,
mm-hmm.
According to you, outgrowth of NASA or whatever, but it was actually outgrowth of submarine warfare. And my father took this technology and he adapted it to military purposes. And that's why I call him the Prince of the Principalities of the Air, because he actually used the air itself as a weapon. But like I said before, but you never listened, the Russians were ahead of us in this kind of weather manipulation with their HAARP facility. And my father collaborated with them, and he got Lomonosov Award from the National Academy, or the Russian Academy of Sciences.
Okay, well, Joe, we're going to have to agree to disagree on the purpose of HAARP. And so thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, those control theory problems are always difficult because the rotating Earth is intrinsically a nonlinear problem, and you can never predict. That is to say, you can't predict all of the initial conditions. They keep changing.
Yes,
and so people have tried to control the weather, only to have their only to have it not work because the system.
Well, they can't even predict the weather, you know, accurately.
Yeah.
The study of why they couldn't do that, even with the very powerful computers, is where chaos theory comes from.
Yeah, exactly. That was my point. The high cabal who's getting ready for this war, it's always interesting because nothing ever touches them.
Yeah.
The high-level diplomats and so on and so forth, they are an elite group of individuals who do this kind of thing. You mentioned the F-22s going to Guam. Going up into space, for example, the Bezos thing, can one sign up for that, or how are they doing it? Or you got to be rich, I guess.
Well, yeah, you got to have money because the tickets are very, very pricey. But yeah, the reason all these companies are building these space tourism systems is, yeah, those seats are going to be for sale, and will take a lot of money. But certainly, when I win the lottery, I might plunk down a ticket myself.
Now, where are they taking off from? They're taking off from somewhere in Arizona, is it, or Nevada?
I don't exactly know where their launch point is. But they're going to go straight up and come straight back down and land at the same facility.
Oh, I see. Oh, because I was wondering if they were, Canaveral, they would go up, but they would go on an arc. They would land
ocean. These are not orbital flights. They're suborbital flights.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. But once they're up, the Earth is rotating, and they'll have to, if they want to come down in the same spot, they'll have to make corrections for that.
Oh, yeah, they definitely will. I mean, there's got Coriolis effect and all kinds of other things, which I'm sure they've already programmed into their navigation system.
And their rocket motors are made in the States, or do we know where they're made? Or
they're made in the United States. Same thing with SpaceX. They're trying to revive a lot of American industry. And to those who are critical of these billionaires spending all this money to visit space, the real value of what they're doing is they're developing new industries, new technologies, new products, meaning new jobs. And you need to go back and look at the tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s and realize that it was all jump-started by the Apollo program.
And this will start R&D again, research and development. We need that.
Yes, we do.
We
need a civilian technology incubator, because the military technology incubators, by the time they get around to letting the public share in the goodies, they're useless. They're obsolete.
So putting it in the hands of the private sector is a good idea.
I think so.
Anyway, okay, well, we'll talk soon. Thanks kindly for taking my call.
You've got it, and we're going to go to Charles in St. Pete. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Charles, are you there? Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I just, you had somebody call about, didn't you a few days ago or a few last week, we're talking about Pinochet and Allende, and I think you got the predecessor to, there was a ruler of Cuba and,
no, what exactly happened is when I was talking about Pinochet, and I said I don't remember his predecessor,
and
a lot of people wrote in to correct me on that one. I mentioned Batista in the context
of
Cuba.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct. Batista.
And by the way, he died in 1973, so maybe Tom did ride around in the car with him. I don't know.
Sorry for talking over you. I didn't understand what you said.
I said, well, Batista died in 1973, so maybe Tom did ride around in a car with him.
Yeah, inside Latin America, John Gunter's book talks about Pinochet and Allende. You know, I was around then. I'm almost 77 now. I remember it. And did you know that one in Allende, according to John Gunter, I don't know if you remember the series Inside Asia, Inside Latin America by John Gunter.
No, I don't.
I guess he deceased. He was a kind of a, you know, in bookstores you'd buy it on, you know. They had one in the 30s about China, you know. It was interesting about all the different warlords and everything, and about under Chiang Kai-shek, you know. It's kind of interesting. Inside Asia. But Allende, Pinochet was a Grand Orient Freemason, according to, and that's the left wing of Masonry in Europe, where they don't recognize a grand architect of the universe. And the Grand Lodge is a conservative form.
Okay.
Pinochet. Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, right there, when one was left wing and pro-communist, the first in Chile, and then it was overthrown by, by a proponent of Grand Lodge Freemason.
Okay, well, Charles, Charles, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to let you go. We're at a commercial break.
Okay,
we've got other callers
you.
Waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in
Welcome
jail.
Back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, my ears must be burning, Mike. No, seriously. I never met anything about Batista, but I know about Juanita Castro. That's what I was telling you, Juanita, Fidel's sister.
Ah, okay.
But as far as Batista goes, this way, you know, Mike, I give everybody in your audience an education. He was a mulatto. I don't know if you knew that. He was a mulatto. Back before Cuba fell in the 50s, the whites that they were doing very prosperous, the mulattoes and the blacks felt left out. So that's why the commies were able to grab a foothold in Cuba. Because before that time, Cuba actually had more stuff come, TVs and cars were going into Cuba before they came to the United States, other maybe California. Now, on the East Coast, Cuba would get more stuff before basically the eastern United States, including New York, Mike. So that's another educational thought I'll leave you with. And also, I had a good friend of mine whose father was the pilot for Batista back in the late 50s, before Castro took over. He lived here in Miami. I knew a lot of Cubans been to Miami. In the 60s, when these Cubans came over in the Pedro Pan flights, you know, they just flooded Miami because at that time, Mike, Miami was like 85% white Anglo. So when the Pedro Pan flights came, Mike, the Cubans were not even supposed to stay here. They were supposed to go back because of the Bay of Pigs. They didn't go back because they got stabbed in the back. That's why most of them, Alpha 66 and a lot of these Cubans freaked out. But now, Mike, I'm going to go back to what happened last night on Trey Gowdy's show on Fox News. You heard about a lady called Maria Alvera? Well, Maria Alvarez is a congresswoman here in South Florida. I voted for her. And she was awesome last night, what she said about the communists. And before I go into the Chinese, I'm going to tell you what she said, Mike. There's over 160 countries that do a trade with Cuba. Canada's their biggest trading partner other than the United States. We send more grain and more food to Cuba that people don't even know. All we hear is about nobody sends no. Well, yes, the United States is trading multiple millions of dollars to Cuba every year. But what do the communists do, Mike? They hoard all the food for their communist party members and their families. So the populace of the country doesn't get food. Okay, the farmers over there, they can produce more food than you can imagine, Mike. I can vouch for this. I can put my hand on a Bible. But guess what? The government doesn't want to pay them. They got to give up the milk. They got to give up the... You can't kill a cow. It's like India in Cuba, okay? Nobody in Cuba eats a steak, Mike, except maybe a communist. Nobody gets a steak. Nobody gets hamburger. Nobody gets ground beef or any of that stuff. Only the communists, Mike. The regular Cubans don't even have a toilet seat on their house, and 90% of the houses in Cuba do not have hot water. In Haiti and Port-au-Prince, Mike, they crap in the city, in the street. They have giant trenches that go miles long, and people walk out and just crap in them, okay? Now, getting back to China, Mike, on that, too. I'm going to go back to Cuba and Haiti in a minute. In Cuba, did you see the satellite image on the news today about China dumping all that waste in the ocean?
No, I missed that one, but I'm not surprised.
It was 40 miles long and about 25 miles wide. Of human feces the Chinese are dumping into the ocean over there by the... And we're not even talking about the Yangtze River, okay? What they do in that river, okay?
Yeah.
You remember, Mike, there's 1.5 billion people in China every day. What do you think they got to do? They have to go number one and number two, so where's all that feces going and all that urine going? Mm-hmm. 1.5 billion people a day, Mike. And here we got 370 million. They probably want to flood this country with a billion, so everything here will be destroyed. And that's why these Chinese, and Mike, here's the main thing that's been talked about, and I want you to talk about this. It's all over the radio here in South Florida. The Chinese and the Russians are trying to take over the Arctic Ocean, the Arctic. They're actually, the Chinese and the Russians and the United States are already going to war. That's where the war's going to be over. You know, I thought it was going to be over food. It's going to be over the Arctic. That's where the war's going to start, over the Arctic, because you know what? There's so many precious minerals, and the Arctic is retreating. So guess what? These Chinese, these Russians, especially, you know, the Russians are opening up over 30 bases back up in the last 2 years. The Russians are opening these bases in the Arctic, Antarctic.
Yeah, well, you know, Russia does border the Arctic, and China borders the Arctic, or they're darn close to it. And
they're 800 miles away, Mike.
The Chinese are 800 miles. Share.
Yeah, well, the Chinese are 800 miles away from the Arctic, but they want to claim it. And the United States, of course, wants the minerals because, as you well know, the Russians got... they got some of the most precious metal mines in the world, where the United States has got to catch up to them on that regard. Now, going back to Cuba, Mike, also, Maria Alvaro was talking about on a radio show yesterday before she went on Terry Gowdy on Fox News. She was, and a couple of Cubans, Carlos Jimenez, they were talking about the Chinese are over in Cuba right now building a massive railroad system. And they have tunnel. I don't know if you noticed, Mike, but in Havana, they actually have an underground city in Havana. They have cities in Cuba underground or underground. Like here in the United States.
Yes.
But the Chinese have been in Cuba for a long time, building railroads. The red commie Chinese want to take over Cuba. If the Russians don't have it, they want it. And you know what? Something else was very interesting. They were talking about this Havana wave, this thing that's going on where all these diplomats were getting sick with these shock waves were coming out of Havana.
Think that smells like propaganda to me. And you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, the anti-Cuba, anti-China, anti-Russia propaganda has really hit the flood stage.
Well, you know, Mike, I'm just reporting what I'm hearing here in South Florida. I do know that a lot of Cubans are getting getting the crap beat out of them. Okay, all over this country of Cuba, if they go against the communist regime.
How people that go against our regime in this country are being treated. Anyway, Tom, we got to take another break for commercials.
Yes.
Thank you for the call, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We have phone lines open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, not my main topic, but I guarantee you, try to get into Caltech without calculus.
Yeah, really.
Or any of the other polytechnic schools there in California, but Caltech in particular. If you want to know where SpaceX is launching from, go to Google Earth. I've been out there a lot. It's right out in the middle, right on the edge of my dissertation area from years ago. But type in Blue Origin Landing Site, Culberson County, Texas.
Okay.
It's north of Van Horn in the Salt Basin. In fact, if you drive up on north on 54, some 30 miles north of Van Horn, you'll get to a place called Figure 2 Ranch. It's a figure number 2 ranch. Bezos owns that. That's where he stays when he's out there. And you can tell somebody with an immense amount of money bought that because it is his first class looking ranch operation out there. And just across the road over there, that ranch, the Market Road 54, is a vast expanse of desert bounded on the one side by the Delaware Mountains and the other side by the Sierra Diablo. They launch from within that area. And the landing site is in the southern part of the Salt Basin. And it's identified on the Google Earth image. It's easy to find. They're staging operations that are there, all of his crew stays in the town Van Horn, which is south right on I-10 at the intersection of I-10 and 54. You can't find a hotel room anywhere there right now for a couple of weeks before the launch and a couple weeks after the launch, because they all pile in there and occupy all the rooms. And of course, the hotels and the restaurants are all happy about that. Then they stage their operations, and then they go away and they come back again when they're doing something. But that's where it's all staged from. I've talked to people who work for Blue Origin, or who have worked for Blue Origin, they have mixed things to say about the outfit. But that's where it all takes place, right out there. You wouldn't think so, but for some reason or other, they found a lot of land out there cheap. And he bought mm-hmm. more than 1 million acres. Bezos bought more than 1 million acres of land. They built that launch facility and that landing facility out there. So that's where you want to go if you want to see it. West Texas.
Okay, well, that would be kind of a fun thing to see here. And let's see. Let's do that. Anything else?
No, just to close it out about Caltech. I mean, I'm sure that the Board of Education got an earful from Caltech about that.
Yeah, they probably did. You know, but again, this is at the high school level, and it's all about equity. And as I said earlier in the show, equity is a word that means dragging the top down to match the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That sounds kind of socialist to me.
Yeah, my daughter had a complete year of calculus in her prep school. And so she entered the University of Texas with calculus under her belt. And she still took calculus at UT. But having had that made it possible for her to get started and move along very quickly. And if you eliminate calculus as a requirement in high school, especially for students who want to major in engineering and who are condemned to attending public schools, all you do is you lengthen the time they have to stay in college. Because engineering schools, I mean, they don't coddle you. You either sink or swim from day one. The curricula are tough enough as they are for people to come in well prepared. And if you don't have that background, then you're going to spend much of your first year playing catch up with people who already have that background, but that's going to put you behind a year, maybe even a year, year and a half. And already it takes about 5 years to get an engineering degree, as opposed to 4 years, because they're very intense degree programs.
Yes.
If people who are promoting this stuff don't have a clue what they're talking about, and eventually people wake up, I think, and realize that these guys are nothing more than idiots who have no clue what real education is like. It's all about. Okay, Mike. Thanks much.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. The phone lines are open now, 512-248-8252. And it looks like China is getting into the reusable space transportation technology. The U.S. used to have the space shuttle. The former Soviet Union had the Buran, which looked suspiciously like the U.S. space shuttle. But China has just test flown a spacecraft that went up to the top of the atmosphere and flew back to Earth, landing horizontally. And so they're moving ahead with their own version of a space shuttle as well. Okay, now let's pull this up and find some other stories here to talk about. Okay, 512-248-8252. And like I said, it was a bad day on the stock market. And apparently the Dojo creator is trashing crypto. There's a big fight going on over there. It's very unstable economy. Anyway, we're going to go back to the phones. Dan in Washington State, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I didn't have to wait on hold that long.
No, the lines are completely empty.
Just thought I'd call and point out, I was listening to Bash the Nation, and they listed the countries, and I kind of lost track of them, but as far as I know, it's Burundi, Tanzania, and now Haiti are all countries where the leaders rejected the coronavirus, and then they all ended up dead. And now they're,
I think the monkey wrench in that one is that one of the leaders, I forget which country, actually passed away before the vaccines became available. But it's a nice sounding conspiracy theory, but I really don't think it had anything to do with COVID. You know, we know that U.S. interests have been lusting after control of Haiti as well as Cuba for a very, very long time, and it looks like they're making their move.
Well, I mean, he didn't want the vaccines, right? Now it's like a week later, they're being shipped into Haiti.
So, yeah, I guess so.
I mean, it's pretty good conspiracy theory. And then you had Belarus, where that guy rejected the shutdowns, and look what they tried to do to him. So it is suspicious to me. But why would we want Haiti, Mike? I mean, why do we want Haiti? And why, you know, I was listening to Tom, and, you know, what was disappointing to me about America is we helped fund the Bolshevik Revolution, right? That's like one of the big lies. So while all these people were getting murdered, and you know, and then we sided with Stalin against Germany, and then we decide, hey, we're going to fight communism. Right, and then we send all these guys to Korea and Vietnam and kill a bunch of Vietnamese and Cambodians and stuff, supposedly fighting communism. So, as far as Cuba, I mean, I'm sure we helped. And I did watch a documentary on Cuba. A couple of the revolutionaries were actually Americans.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I care either way. And
Cuba was kind of in place. I mean, you know, as Tom correctly pointed out, Cuba is very fertile farmland, so is Haiti for that matter. And, you know, Batista had become very rich selling Cuba's agricultural products at below market prices, which, of course, drove his people into poverty. And companies like United Fruit and PepsiCo became very profitable because their raw agricultural products cost so very little. And so when Fidel Castro came into power, they approached him and said, we want the same deal. And Castro said, no, if you want to buy Cuba's agricultural produce, you're going to have to pay the prevailing market price. And that's when everybody started saying, well, we got to get rid of Castro, you know, and get back to that sweet little deal we had under Batista.
Wasn't Meyer Lansky, wasn't the Las Vegas Mafia also based there, a lot of them?
Oh, yeah, when Batista was in there, the Havana casinos were legendary, and it was a wide-open town. They had donkey shows and everything going on, and it was a pretty wild place. And, you know, I think it was the third Godfather movie that really kind of looked into that whole relationship between America's organized crime and the Batista government.
Right. So it's pretty much these guys just trying to get their financial interests. So it's kind of in a way, I mean, I'm not really against Castro for doing that if it helped his own people. I guess I don't care either way. I think America should... I think we need to find out who killed JFK. They need to admit what happened on 9/11. They need to apologize to the millions of Russians that were killed after we funded the Bolshevik Revolution. And they need to do that before we send our military anywhere. My theory. How about that?
Well, I'd like to see it happen. It's not going to. I mean, the first rule of government is never admit you're wrong and never apologize, which also is the motto over at the corporate media. But, you know, going on back to the Bay of Pigs, we were subjected to exactly the same kind of anti-Cuba propaganda that we're seeing in the present day. And one of the reasons that Kennedy got sucked into supporting that invasion was they had succeeded in selling the idea that the Cuban people hated Fidel Castro, that they hated the communist government, that all the when the Cuban brigades landed at the Bay of Pigs, the Cuban people would rise up and help overthrow Castro. And, of course, the Cuban brigades landed at the Bay of Pigs. The Cuban people rose up, went down to the Bay of Pigs, and stomped the Cuban brigades into the sand, took most of them prisoners. It was an absolute epic disaster, and it shows the danger of believing the propaganda instead of trying to find out what's really going on the ground.
Yeah, and I would point out, I mean, look at the hypocrisy of us supporting China with our trade deals and stuff, and Nixon opening up China, and even while they were, you know, destroying Tibet and stuff. And so we were never really against communists. Just like you're saying, it's the communists that aren't working for us or making deals with us.
Yeah, think, absolutely. It's our thugs versus their thugs. And, right. You know, of course, I grew up at a time when public school was teaching us all to hate the communists and fear the communists. And, you know, looking back on it, some of it was pretty outrageous and ridiculous.
Yeah, and I think in Vietnam, the more I learned about Ho Chi Minh, he was actually writing letters saying he didn't want to fight. And him and Castro didn't even start out communists. They just wanted to get control of their own country and at least
When Fidel Castro came to power, he approached the United States about normalizing relations, but because he would not impoverish the Cuban people to provide low-cost produce to PepsiCo and United Fruit, the United States, you know, launched the embargo, and that forced Castro to turn to the Soviet Union and adopt their economic system, for Cuba.
Yeah, it's just so fraudulent, this whole anti-communist stuff. I mean, if we helped fund the Bolshevik Revolution when all that was going on, it's like, it's just so fake. Everything in this country is a fake history. It's all lies and crap. So, anyway, I'll try to enjoy the rest of my day, and thanks for taking the call.
All right, you got it, and we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was going to offer a suggestion for an interview. Charles Murray, who wrote The Bell Curve, he has a new book out called Reality. I think that's what we need, a little bit of reality.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to suggest him for an interview.
Well, can you give sort of a rundown about what is, we all know what The Bell Curve is about, but what's his new book about?
Well, it's telling about a lot of the minorities. Their grade point average is one and under one.
That's
what's
happening.
So you wonder why they can't get anywhere. That's the kind of reality that's got to be faced. I mean, if they can't, I mean, how hard is it to get over a one grade point average? Come on.
You get, you know, especially
use your brain
how easy
at all.
Things are now. I remember, you know, years and years ago, I guess must be about more than 30 years ago now, I taught a year of remedial math at the high school level. And even back then, the attitude was, we're not supporting the bright students. We're not supporting the hard workers. You know, we're here to give all the effort, you know, to those students at the bottom who could care less and didn't want to learn mathematics. And, we can't bring the bottom up, so we're going to bring the top down. And that's what equity
is
all about.
That's right, exactly what they're doing. Exactly what they're doing. It's hurting everyone.
Yep.
So, you know, they're not making people achieve. Now, remember, I don't know if you remember the name Marva Collins. She was in Chicago. She started a little private school. She had all the inner city kids. And she taught them the correct way, you know, and pushed them. And those kids were achieving. But you know what? The NEA and all the other teachers, they forced her out of Chicago. Because they didn't like that she was showing them up.
I think one of the biggest mistakes that ever happened in the education system was unionizing the teachers, because it changed a profession into a trade.
Yes, and if you ever read the platform of the NEA, has nothing to do with educating children. You know, it tells about their for abortion, which is crazy. Okay, when you're a teacher, you're supposed to be for children, not to kill children. I always thought that was great. It's like working for GM and not liking the combustion engine. You know,
well put.
Yeah. So anyway, I suggest him. I think he would be great because we need reality right now, especially the math and the scientists.
We do. I mean, you know, all of this wokeism and political correctness and climate indoctrination, we are robbing our children of their futures. And not just with their future taxes, just with their lives. Anyway, listen, Laura, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The tower's in.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey, I always try to look at both sides of the issue. And so I'm reading a story here that was written in 2016 by a writer for The Independent, or a freelance journalist, and his wife has family in Cuba. And mm-hmm. he goes on to talk about there's two Cubas. There's a rural Cuba where, as you can imagine, there's like some poverty there. People don't make a whole lot. And he talks about her grandfather who lives in a basically a wooden house, almost a shack, but he seems to be happy, and he has electricity and water that he doesn't have to pay for.
Okay.
And this is Fidel's legacy: clean water and electricity for all, and universal free education and health care. Cuba's often joked that they're healthier and better educated than Americans, despite the 50-year-plus U.S. blockade. Okay, and that's the whole thing here is the blockade. Now, remember the blockade of the embargo that we did against Iraq?
Yes.
How many children died as a result of that? You know?
Yeah.
And we need to remember the propaganda we heard about Iraqi soldiers throwing babies out of incubators, which was complete baloney.
Yeah, now that one was exposed as a PR stunt by Hill and Knowlton.
Yes, it was. And the Kuwaiti ambassador's daughter posed as a nurse. You know, that's
yes.
something devious. The black propaganda can be, you know. We can go all the way back to Germans in World War One bayoneting plane toss on the baby on the bayonet with Belgian babies, you know. It's ridiculous. And so I just, I like Tom, but I just want to caution them, you know, consider the source. That's what I always do, you know. And go to the other source. See
well,
maybe
you know,
he's had a bunch of bulls.
Tom has a clear bias on the Cuba issue. And he's made that evident many, many times before. There is a documentary out called Tuning with the Enemy. It was made in 2017. And it actually is going to show you what everyday life in Cuba is really like. And, yeah, there's sections of Cuba that are very poor, but then you ought to tour the Appalachian Mountains here in the United States of America. There are wealthy places and not-so-wealthy places in every country. And, you know, so we do need to be careful about that.
Right. And you can also look, you can draw a rough equivalent between Cuba and the United States. The United States not accepting Cuba's independence, basically. Independence from the Council on Foreign Relations and all the big money that's behind it. That's what it comes down to. Just like China and Taiwan. China
mm-hmm.
will not relent until they get back Taiwan. Now, they're both island nations, and they're both being targeted by the big brother across the water. Does that sound
unreasonable
to you?
Yeah, they are. I mean, anyway, Bruce, I'm going to have to let you go. We are at the end of the program, and so I'm going to invite all of you to stay tuned for John Stadmiller, and I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Steve Elkins is going to be joining John on the microphone tonight. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.